Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for opportunity. I'm very happy to be here. Today, I'll be talking about metastable vacuum, metastable surge-breaking vacuum in supersymmetric gate theory. Based on the work collaboration with Hiroshi, Caltech, and then Ryuichiro Kitano, who is a postdoc at SLAC, based on these two papers. So it's about dynamical supersymmetry breaking. So until recently, it has been believed that dynamical supersymmetry is quite special. The part of the reason comes from the Witten index. Non-zero Witten index means the existence of supersymmetric vacuum. So to avoid such a situation, people had to choose the chiral gauge theory. The other constraint comes from the Urnau symmetry. If superpotential is generic, the existence of Urnau symmetry is necessary condition. So to construct a supersymmetry breaking model, dynamical supersymmetry breaking model, we have to choose the chiral ending with the explicit Urnau symmetry. So this is a highly limit the theory, and then people think dynamical supersymmetry is breaking is quite special. However, the situation drastically changed after the work in Trigeda and the Cyborg Shi. They explicitly they consider the long lived metastable vacuum. Of course, the decay probability is small. The metastable vacuum is phenomenologically viable. So this is okay. And then once you admit the use of long lived metastable vacuum, we don't have to care about the Urnau symmetry. So we can add the explicit R-breaking term from the beginning. So this is good. And then as I will show you, this Urnau symmetry breaking is related to the gauge genome mass when we consider the gauge mediation. So this is a very good point. So, and then the idea, their idea and the technology that I will show you shortly is quite simple. And then we can use the vector-like model. So vector-like model naturally arises on the D-brain configuration. I mean by the world volume theory on D-brain. So easy to embed the string theory. So most of the old work cannot embed it into the string theory. So this vector-like model allows us to string realization. So that was wonderful. And then it's time to revisit to model building.
Can I ask, for someone who really doesn't know about this field, the same claim is that if you had a real vacuum, then you'd have to impose the symmetry exactly, right? It's U1R symmetry.
Yes.
That's the claim, right?
Yes.
And then, so now you've got a long-lived metastable vacuum. So there's, of course, a limit of that, where it's very, very long-lived, where it's approximately a real vacuum state.
And yes.
Is the claim that... Okay.
Yeah. The existence of Urnau symmetry means the existence of supersymmetric vacuum. But we are interested in metastable vacuum. It's okay. The supersymmetric existence of supersymmetric vacuum is okay because we are interested in metastable vacuum. As long as the decay probability is very small, it's okay. So we don't have to care about the Urnau symmetry.
It's not metastable vacuum is metastable, but just that it's non-supersymmetric.
Okay. Okay. That's the key point. Okay, this is the background. And then let me quickly review the ISS technology and idea. They consider SUNC SQCD in free magnetic range. So the flavor is between these two. So dual description is given by the SUNF minus NC QCD with singlet. The singlet denoted as M interact with dual quark through Yukawa interaction. Okay? The point is the Kähler potential. Since the theory is free magnetic, so we can control not only F term but also Kähler term at the leading order. So since the theory is IR free, at ultimate low energy, it becomes almost trivial. So Kähler should not be singular. However, this is the D term, so we cannot control everything. except undetermined constant alpha b. This is undetermined, but almost a scalar. So at the leading order, so we can say something about qualitatively. Okay, so free magnetic range is itself is trivial, but if you turn on a small mass down in electric theory, the situation drastically changed. Vacuum structure become very rich. So the mass term in electric theory gives rise to the linear term in magnetic theory because meson corresponds to the singlet term. So this reminiscent of Olaferty model, this is the origin of the supersymmetry breaking. I will explain what I mean. So consider the F term equation for M. Now it gives rise to this equation. So from the linear term, we have the identity matrix here. The rank is NF because this is identity matrix. And then this guy is also the matrix with flavor index F and G. But the color index is contracted. And at most, rank is the NF minus NC. So all the F-time equation for M cannot be satisfied. So supersymmetry is broken at tree level. Okay. And then the order solution for F-time and D-time condition can be parameterized in this way. The point is here, theta and M0. This is non-compact flat direction. It leads us to the infinity in field configuration space. The field configuration space, infinity of the field configuration space is sensible for small perturbation. So actually, we don't know what's going on at the infinite. So we have to control this non-compact flat direction. And then they explicitly calculate the Coleman-Weinberg potential and then check the stability of the metastable vacuum, supersymmetry breaking vacuum, excuse me. So the field configuration, let me briefly show you the field configuration with ISS stable vacuum. This is the effective potential, including the one loop effect. So the one of the direction include the Q in field configuration space. And then the supersymmetry breaking vacuum is stabilized at tree level in this direction. Also, we have another direction, N. And then as I said, as I show you in the previous transparency, there is a flat direction toward M direction. So M can move freely at the tree level. However, the one loop Coleman-Weinberg potential stabilize this direction. So metastable vacuum here, they are stabilized for all the direction. Okay. And of course, we know the existence of the supersymmetric vacuum somewhere else because of the Witten index. It exists quite far away from the origin. The almost roughly speaking, order is lambda e. Lambda e is a dynamical scale of original electric theory. So as long as if you take mu to be very small compared to lambda e, the decay probability from here to here is very small. So long lived.
Do you know that there's a finite Suzy vacuum or
finite Suzy vacuum? So if you turning taking into account
flat,
yes,
possibly went out.
Not run away. This exists within finite distance below the Landau pole, below the cutoff scale. So physically, this state vacuum has physical meaning.
So is there a limit of the parameters of this theory where you get zero Witten index, where you take this vacuum to be out at infinity, basically?
Yes, probably so. Nobody considers such kind of theory limit. But in principle, if you take this supersymmetry vacuum, go to infinity, there are no supersymmetric vacuum.
Probably so there's an asymptotic one there still, because you'd still have your runaway potential.
In that way, the supersymmetry vacuum exists at infinity. Right. So, yeah.
It's not that you would ever restore absolute stability to this metastable vacuum by doing that, presumably. I guess that's related to the question. That you all, even if you somehow turn your parameters so the Suzy vacuum goes away. You only put it at infinity. You don't arrange so that the potential rises up and makes the metastable vacuum stable.
Oh. Okay.
Can I ask? You want to estimate the decay ratio?
Yes.
You must see the how the instanton configuration is, right? But I think you can only control when the parameter m is very small, because it becomes
mu is very small. All right?
Around the metastable vacuum,
yes.
You have the control because it's a weakly interacting matrix,
yes.
Theory. But beyond that, to go to the electrically weakly interacting theory, you must pass by that it's potential barrier, right? But that region, you don't have any control of the cell, is that right? Then
right.
How do you estimate the instanton ratio?
So roughly estimate from the height of the metastable vacuum and then the supersymmetric vacuum. But essentially, the height and then the distance is the mainly important. So of course we don't know the around what's going on around here, but roughly we can estimate the decay rate process. Decay rate.
If you don't know the height of the middle.
Okay. We know the height, the maximum peak. We know the height here, and the distance from here to here. We know that. So we can use that triangular approximation very roughly.
How do you know the height?
The mu to the fourth. The Suzy, yeah. That we have the only one parameter except lambda e, the mass dimension one, the is mu. So the roughly speaking, you would imagine the height of the peak is proportional to the mu to the fourth. So yeah, of course, roughly. We don't know around here. Okay. So let me comment on the decay process from metastable vacuum to supersymmetric vacuum. So ISS found the efficient decay route from metastable vacuum to supersymmetric vacuum. That is climbing up the three-level potential from here to until the origin, and then slide down to the supersymmetric vacuum along the direction of M. So this is the efficient route. Remember this decay process. I will reproduce decay process from the D-brain configuration and then visualize this decay process. That was the review part. So from my talk is as follows. The first part is just a visualization of the ISS by using intersecting D-brain configuration in type 2A string theory. So we claim the intersecting D-brain configuration that reproduce various features of a supersymmetry breaking vacuum. Then after that, we move on to more realistic model building. And then we construct the simple direct type gauge mediation that is embedded in the string theory in type 2A, type 2B string theory. That was a different point, all the story. All the story, most of the theory is chiral. The string embedding was impossible, but in this situation, possible. So we see the origin of the realistic model from the string theory. Okay, so let me start with a well-known fact. Consider the massless D-brain configuration. The D-brain configuration constructed of two NS5 brains, and then D6 brain, and then several D4 brains. So the D4 brain between these NS5 brain has the gauge field. So in that sense, we call this D-brain as a color D-brain. So the SUNC gauge theory realized on this D-brain. On the other hand, D6 brain has a different boundary condition. So it projected out the gauge field. So there are no gauge field on this D4 brain. So we call Freiberg brain. Okay. And then the one more known fact is the realization of cyborg duality. Exchanging of two NS5 rank reproduce the cyborg dual description in this way. Here, when you change the position of NS5 rank to here, move this one to here, the orientation of NC is different. So the total number of the color brain becomes NF minus NC. So this is the massless case. So remember that we are interested in free magnetic range. In that case, number of the fiber is bigger than the NF minus NC. Okay, with this in mind, consider the massive case. To get the mass term in the electric theory, we just push up this exponent toward 4-5 direction, this direction. And then there is a distance, so open string going between these two gives rise to the mass term to the quark. So this is this corresponds to massive SQCD in electric theory. So following the Gibeon Kutasov the proposal, consider the magnetic duality description by exchanging the position of the NS5 ring. So after that, you see the orientation of the D color D4 ring is different. So we can regard this D ring as the anti-D ring. So open string between these two has a tachyonic mode, and then tachyon condensation happens. So some of NF D4 brain reconnected to this guy and then construct the straight line between NS and D6 brain. So as you can see, these D4 brain are in angle. All supersymmetry is broken. So we claim this D brain configuration corresponds to ISS metastable bucket. Very simple procedure. And then,
so the point at which you break supersymmetry is when you exchange the NS prime and the NS?
Yes.
And then tachyon condensation?
Tachyon condensation happens. Yes. So this D-brain configuration reproduces various features of ISS vacuum. So let me show you the, firstly, let me show you the decay process. I mentioned earlier, the decay process is climbing up to the origin and then slide down to the supersymmetric vacuum in M direction. So climbing up the potential can be described in this way. Consider the push the NS minus NC D4 brain toward this NS5 brain. So here, this D brain reconnected and then construct this D brain configuration. So the tilted D4 brain is NF, number of the tilted D4 brain is NF. So consider the same figure from the above. Look at the same figure from the above. This is just rotate the same D-brain configuration at the pi half. So this is same configuration, can you see? And then after the reconnection, this NF tilted D4 brain can move freely because these guys are parallel to each other, so can move freely. And after that, because of the Coleman-Weinberg potential, these D-brain pushed away to infinity. So this corresponds to slide down to the supersymmetric vacuum. So this naturally reproduces the supersymmetry decay process. So also, you can see various features from this brain configuration. For example, this is the intersecting D4 brain. If you consider naively the intersecting D4 brain, there is a tachyon, usually, and the reconnection happens. However, in our case, at the intersecting point, there is a D6 brain. So we impose Dirichlet boundary condition here. So this Dirichlet boundary condition projected out such kind of tachyon. So this brain configuration completely stable. And then tilted D4 brain lays the energy of the vacuum energy, and then order is mu to the 4 because this distance is mu, so that roughly speaking it m to the 4, and then reproduce the same result as field theory. Also, you can see the global symmetry from here because D4 brain are several D4 brains are top on the top of each other. So the SU-NF minus NC global symmetry, SU-NC global symmetry. So reproduce the global symmetry. Also, you can see the U1-L symmetry because the distributed D4 brain placed at X8 equals 0 because of Coleman-Weinberg potential. So there is a rotational symmetry in 7-8 direction. It can be interpreted as a U1 asymmetry. Also, you can see the depth of the quarks, and in this way, also, especially this moduli, you can see this pseudo moduli from this Lebrun configuration. As I said, NS5 brain and the D6 brain are parallel to each other. So tilt to the D4 brain at tree level, tilt to the D4 brain can move freely. So that means massless mode. This corresponds to the pseudo moduli M. So there are lots of various features naturally reproduced from this D-brain configuration. So what we did is just a string embedding of the ISS back here. Because it's interesting, the supersymmetry breaking model comes from the string theory. So we wanted to embed the string theory. The brain configuration is a simple simple way to achieve such a motivation. So that's the first part. Second part is what's going on? Okay. So yeah, it's funny. Forget about the D-brain. We focus on the field theory and then construct a realistic model and then focus on the field theory, okay? So until now, it's known that lots of the possibility of the mediation of Suji breaking effect. However, the gauge mediation using the gauge interaction seems better because it allows us to consider the low energy supersymmetry breaking. The gauge mediation does not include the gravity, so low energy Suji breaking is possible. Also, in 90, lots of dynamics, including the non-partible effect in supersymmetric Yamil theory, has been found that we can use such kind of non-trivial fact for supersymmetry breaking. So it's fascinating. And then second one is most important from the phenomenological point of view. Gauge mediation is flavor blind, so it automatically suppresses the flavor changing neutral kind. So gauge mediation is very interesting. So we want to consider one of the example of the gauge mediation, but simple and then string embedded. So let me review the gauge mediation, the basics of gauge mediation. Most of you guys already know, but I like pedagogical review. So consider this sector, this sector. So usually the supersymmetry breaking within the MSS is impossible. So we have to add the supersymmetry breaking sector in addition to MSS. But the most of the people likes adding the another sector called the messenger sector. The point is here, the messenger sector doesn't carry any charge for supersymmetric breaking sector. So it doesn't affect any Suji breaking effect. Interact with the Suji breaking field through the Yukawa interaction here. And then Suji breaking field is the field that has the vacuum expectation value goes like this. Not only bosonic path, but also auxiliary field. So this Suji breaking effect propagates to the messenger sector through this one. And after that, since gauge messenger sector carries the standard model chart, so it contributes to the diagram of MSSN. So through the loop diagram, messenger run going around the loop diagram. So contribute, this mass splitting propagate to the MSSN. So that's the usual story. And then radiative correction generate lots of Suji breaking term, including the gauge in and the scalar A term, B term, and so on. Okay, so let me focus on the gauge in mass because this is crucial for our model. The gauge in can get the mass from the radiative correction at one loop, and the diagram goes like this. So because of the Suji breaking effect of Suji breaking field, we can write down this diagram. This is mass insertion. And then get the mass down. If the U1 null symmetry does not exist, so if U1 null symmetry exists, Majorana mass term is prohibited. And then this diagram cannot be written and it becomes zero in such a case. So we had to consider the dynamical Suji breaking sector without U1 null symmetry. So however, as I said earlier at the very beginning, that we are interested in the metastable vacuum, the Suji breaking model by using metastable vacuum. In this case, we don't have to worry about U1 symmetry, so we can add the R breaking term from the beginning. So this guarantees the Gugino mass at one loop. So that's the point. And one more point is the R axiom. If the U1 null symmetry is broken spontaneously, U1 axiom appear, but phenomenologically it's unacceptable. So that was the problem. But in no model, there are no axiom. Okay, one more comment for the gauge mediation. One of the big nice point of MSSM is the gauge coupling unification. The SG3 and SG2, all the coupling unify at the gap scale. However, in a model, in usual model, there is a messenger field F and F tilde that carries the standard model charge, so contribute to the learning above the messenger scale. This vacuum excitation value gives the messenger scale. So after that, the learning is coupling. So here's the point. If you add the many mass term, this makes beta function positive. So ultimately, you would meet this situation. So and then usually people take F and F tilde as belongs to the gut multiplet. So the reason is we can keep the unification, but the unification point is different. So the contribution to the beta function is universal if we take this as a gut multiplet. So the point is here, if you add many mass messenger, the SU3 gauge coupling diverge here below the gap scale. So this kind, this destroyed all the story because this is the cutoff of the theory. So we want to avoid this kind of situation. So anyway, this is a Landau-Pohl problem. And a very serious problem for the when we construct a direct type gauge mediation model, I will talk about. Of course, if you consider the messenger sector, we can choose the number of the messenger, for example, 1. In such a case, there are no Landau-Pohl. However, if you consider the more elegant type of gauge mediation, direct type gauge mediation, this becomes crucial. Let me explain what I mean. That we don't include the messenger sector, and then consider the direct mediation. The Suji breaking sector include the several field. Those guys carries global symmetry SUN. Then we are assuming the unbroken global symmetry existence, unbroken global symmetry. Okay, the idea of direct gauge mediation goes like this. Consider the SUNF global symmetry and then gauging of it, subgroup, gauging of subgroup, and then identify the standard model. So if you do so, some of the subgroup carries the standard model charge. So these guys carry the standard model charge after gauging and then identifying the MSSN gauge group. So that means these guys can be regarded as the messenger sector and then contribute to the loop diagram in MSSN. So in this way, we can the Suji breaking effect propagate directly to MSSN. This is the idea of the direct gauge mediation. Okay, however, these guys already exist in this supersymmetry breaking sector. We cannot choose the number of the field. So usually it's developed the Landau-Pohl. So that's the difficulty of the constructing direct type gauge mediation model. But in our model, the Landau poly is avoided. So like ISS, let me set up our model. Take free magnetic range to control the Kehler potential. And then add the R breaking term to the ISS superpotential. ISS is considered mass term here. And then we are interested in the metastable vacuum, so we can add the R breaking term here. I will explain the origin of this one later on. I mean by that, I will explain the UV completion of this model. So for the time being, consider this model. And as usual, go to magnetic theory. So in doing so, Meson in electric theory identified with singlet. However, this Meson has a dimension 2, because dimension 1, so dimension 2. So we want to write the field that has the dimension 1, so we add lambda e here, just convention. So after that, superpotential can be written in this way here. So not only linear term, but also we include the dz to the mass term. Okay, so remember these mass scale m and mu and mz. We will take mass hierarchy for these guys to satisfy all the constraints. Okay, this is the setup. We are interested in the ISS vacuum. We just modify a little bit, modify ISS theory a little bit by adding the R term. So this, our theory has the ISS-like metastable vacuum parameterized in this way. This is the critical point of the superpotential. Very similar. However, we add the R-breaking term. That coefficient is MZ. So this flood reaction, when we compute the Coleman-Weinberg potential, that depend on MZ. So a little bit different from the ISS model. Okay. So because of that, the stable point is away from the origin. The ISS case, after calculating Coleman-Weinberg potential, stable point exists at M0 equals 0. So because of that, our U1R symmetry, accidental U1R symmetry exists. However, in our case, M0 is non-zero point away from the origin. So, and then M has R charge 2, so R symmetry is broken. So this is naturally interpreted. You can easily understand the origin because we add the R breaking term. So the point is here, the explicit calculation of Coleman-Weinberg potential sets the MZ should be less than M. The opposite case, there is a tachyonic mode, and then ISS vacuum becomes destabilized. So we have to impose this condition. This is constraint 1. Okay. The vacuum structure of our model goes like this. So I comment on the ISS vacuum here. And then in addition to this metastable vacuum, there is another kind of metastable vacuum that has lower energy, so more stable. However, the decay process, decay probability from to here can be estimated in this way here. So since, as I will show you, we will take the order of MZ and the M is almost the same order. So to suppress this decay probability, we take the mass hierarchy for mu and m. This is a constraint 2. Of course, the supersymmetric vacuum is quite far, as long as m and mu is much smaller than lambda e. So this is the same situation as ISS. So this is the rough sketch of the vacuum structure of our model. Okay. So before considering the direct type gauge mediation, let me comment on the mass spectrum of the ISS vacuum. On the ISS vacuum, there is a Goldstone boson of U1, a spontaneous breaking of U1 symmetry. This U1 symmetry is U1b. However, from the string theory point of view, U1b is the gauged from the beginning. So in such a case, Goldstone boson is eaten by the vector. And then no massless massless boson. And also, of course, the supersymmetry is broken dynamically. There is a Goldstino. But this guy also eaten by the gauge, gravitino, if you consider the coupling to the gravity. So all the massless field has gone, no massless field. And then very light particle is the pseudomodular here, because we take the mass hierarchy, mu is much larger than m. So this guy is very small. And then the other field has the mass of order m or mz, the very big compared to the pseudomodular. Okay, this is the point. This is the mass spectrum. Okay, consider the gauging of the unbroken global symmetry. As I said, the dynamical direct type gauge mediation is a gauging of subgroup of unbroken global symmetry. So there is two possibilities. One is embedding into this unbroken gauge group, and the other is embedding into this one. However, the embedding into SUNC has Landau-Pohl problem, so phenomenologically non-acceptable. So I don't talk about it today. So I will focus on the successful possibility, namely embedding of into the SUNF minus NC. Okay. Okay. After gauging the global symmetry, the sum of the field becomes messenger, and then contribute to the radiative correction, and that generates the gauge mass and the scalar mass in this way. The point is here. So we want to get the same order of these two guys should be the same to each other. So we take mz is almost the same order as m. So to do so, the Gaijino mass, Gaijino mass becomes almost the same order as the scalar mass. Okay. 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 So this is the point. So that the Gaijino mass is generated at one loop and the same order. Okay. And then the other problem, important point is Landau-Pohl problem. Okay, so since we gauge the SUNF minus NC, so these guys, remember the definition of this field here, that Z and Z tilde is this component, and then chi is the upper component of dual quark. These guys carry the standard model charge, so contribute to the radiative correction, and then contribute to the running of the gauge coupling. So the point was the landing of SU3 gauge coupling. The beta function of the SU3 can be written in this way. The first factor is coming from the contribution of the gauge field and then quarks, and then y here, and z and the chi tilde. Of course, these guys belongs to the Gut-Mark spread, so the contribution to the beta function for each gauge group SU3 U1 is universal. So unification, we can keep the unification. Okay, so this is a beta function, and then check whether or not we can avoid the Landau-Pohl. The point is here. The unification's point is here, Laffy, and then I denote the distance from here to here is delta alpha inverse, and then can be written this way. Since the running is from here to gut scale, that we have log m gut over m. Okay, the distance is less than the 25, roughly 25, the Landau-Pohl can be avoided. Okay, so the question is, we have lots of the constraint. One is free magnetic range, This comes from the stability and then gauge mass and the scalar mass. And then also the, to embed the standard model into the SUN subgroup, that these factors should be bigger than 5. And then gauge mass and the scalar mass have to be the order 100 GB or 100 GB. And then the final one comes from the neglection of the gravity mediation. If you consider the gravity mediation, that also contributes to the mediation. However, the gravity mediation is not flavor blind. So we want to suppress such kind of mediation. So to do that, the Suji breaking scale have to be smaller than this order. So question is, are there any solutions for all these equations? The answer is yes. So one example goes like this. We take lambda E. This is the dynamical scale of electric theory. Take it to be the gut scale. And then MZ and M, the mass term for most of the field, take 10 to the 14th GeV. And then Suji breaking scale is the 10 to the 9 GeV. Of course, the gauge mass is the 100 GeV or so. So if we take the order in this way, we can see the several possibility in the range of NF and NC. Here is the possibility. So we find lots of the example of the direct type gauge mediation model. Okay, so that's the result. So in this way, our model is phenomenologically successful.
You said the gauge mass is 100 GeV?
From 100 to 1000 GeV or so.
So the direct observation constraints on that, because otherwise we'd have seen
there are so 100 GB is, you say the 100 GB is a very small, the very
it's
low energy.
Small, yeah. 50 bar collisions.
I neglect the order around here. So if you don't like the 100 GB, we can take 1000 GB or so. But but quite a very low energy, although.
Yeah, but is there an LSP problem? That there's a like the supersymmetric partner of one of the neutrinos that might be very light as well?
Lightest particle LSP.
Yes.
Is the in the usual gauge mediation model, the LSP is a gravitino, because after the turning on the gravity, the Goldsteino is eaten, and then gravitino becomes massive, and the order is the Suji breaking square over Planck scale. So that's the LSP, as usual, gauge mediation. So the gravitino mass is much smaller than this range.
Yeah, but wouldn't we really worry that we see a lot of missing energy events that could not be accounted for?
Sorry, say again.
In PT bar collisions,
okay.
We have trouble with missing energy events. Right, you would have strong interactions, and I assume that the Gugino can be the Guino. I mean, if it's a TV,
okay, okay.
That's fine.
But
if it's
yeah, Jev, okay, yeah, I know, I understand about it. Okay, okay. So in this case, yeah, if you consider more, if you you can take the factor around here. And then consider the 1000 GB. It's possible. This is a very naive the solution. Okay. Anyway, the lots of possibility, and then the phenomenological successful except muon, a mu problem. We didn't say anything about mu problem. Okay. So the next task is find the UV completion, because our starting point includes the quartic interaction, so it's not well defined. So we want to find a well defined theory at high energy. So this is one of the example of the UV compression. Consider the A3 type Kuiper gauge theory that includes the 3 gauge group. All these guys are gauged, And then take the lambda 1, the lambda 3 is much smaller than lambda 2. So the dominant dynamics comes from the UN2. And then as usual, this theory includes the N equal 2 interaction, Yukawa interaction. This comes from the, comes from the N equal 2 symmetry. And by adding the adjoint polynomial type superpotential in this way, this theory breaks down to N equal 1 theory. So the N equal 1 is three type Kuiper-Gauss theory. So here we take the mass, all the mass term for the adjoint field x1, x2, x3 is the same, but the sign is different. So if we take the polynomial type potential in this way, this reproduces our starting model. So we tune the mass parameters in the UV theory. But this is okay, because this is the UV complete theory. And then we just tune the parameter, mass parameter in superpotential. So technically, it's natural. So there are no quadratic divergence. So in that sense, technically natural. So this is our starting point. And then, so A3 Kuiper-Gauss theory has been well studied in the context of a string theory and string theory, for or the geometric transition or matrix model and so on. And then we can embed this kind of gauss theory in to the string theory. For example, Brain configuration in type 2A string theory. And then you can do the similar work, same work as I did in the first part. You can see that not only the electric D-brain configuration, but also the supersymmetry breaking configuration. Also, you can embed this UV completion in the type 2B string theory by using the D5 RAM, partially wrapping on the S2 in S3 type Calabi-Yau 3-4. So easy to embed, so that we find the stringy origin of this phenomenological successful model. So in this way, we find a very simple and then direct type gauge mediation that can be realized on the string theory. So, and a phenomenologically successful. That's what we did. Okay, I guess I'll stop here.
Partially wrap an S2. Usually you have trouble with charge conservation that way.
It's a non-compact geometry. So consider the conifold. Yeah. There is a singularity. You can resolve the conifold singularity by S2.
Yes.
And then you can wrap the D5 ring partially on the S2. It's supersymmetric cycle. Preserve the N equal 1 supersymmetry. So it's like a conifold.
Part of the S5, not part of the D5, not part of the S2.
Oh, of course, partially, yeah. The D5 brain filled the Minkowski scale time. So there are two remaining dimensions. So we can wrap that D5 brain, five brain on the S2. That is what I want to say. Sorry, it's confusing.
Well, it looks like you're cutting the sphere in two and just putting
no,
half
no,
of it.
No, no. Word partially is not essential in that sense.
Okay.
D5 wrapping S2.
Sorry, yeah. It's confusing statement. Sorry about that.
Any more questions? If not, let's come to speak again. Thank you very much.